and welcome back to another episode of the Envision Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Gagan, and this week we'll be talking about digital and physical accessibility and how Irish Rail is tackling it. Before we properly get into today's episode, I want to give you a few different scenarios here. So let's say scenario number one, you're like me and you're blind. You're doing sighted guide, you've gotten on a train, you're getting off, and now you're going through an automated barrier where you usually scan your card that you used to get on the train in the first place. These barriers are generally very narrow, and often I'll end up walking into it or at least like bumping on it, and sometimes it can be quite painful. Now, that's not too bad. But scenario number two, imagine you're a wheelchair user, right? And there's going to be a few different scenarios to do with this one. So number one, you get to the train station because you're traveling for a job interview. There is no lift in the train station and you're forced to just go home because you can't get on the train. Scenario number two, which is you get to the train station and there is a lift. However, the lift is broken, which happens all the time. I can tell you that from personal experience. I often use the Dart here in Dublin, which is just kind of our local area, more so train service. And there's a station called Tara Street, which is kind of more so in Dublin city centre. And every time we've been there in the past 6 months, the lift has been broken. And we've been there at least, you know, once a month, I'd say, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less. But yeah, pretty much every time we've been there, the lift has been broken. Okay, so let's say you get there and the lift isn't broken. You get upstairs to the platform. Okay, well, actually, turns out they don't have the wheelchair ramp there for you to get on the Dart. So you actually just can't get on the Dart. Or they do have the wheelchair ramp there and you do get on the Dart. But when you get to your arrival station, there's nobody there to put the wheelchair ramp down for you. So you actually have to stay on the Dart or train or whatever you're on and just keep going. And I know you might think to yourself, okay, those scenarios aren't particularly realistic. I have literally spoken to people that all of those things have happened to. So I can confirm you that they are very real. And I can't imagine, you know, imagine getting to your station. You're like, okay, it's okay. You know, I've gotten here, time to get off so I can go to work, go to my job interview, whatever it is. And actually, you just have to stay on the train. I mean, imagine that. The insanity that, you know, that is, you know, that is still happening today. That, to me, is absolutely insane. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. Because according to the 2022 census, actually, 22% of the Irish population are living with some kind of disability. So that is a lot of people, okay? And a lot of these people will be more likely to use things like public transport. For example, I'm blind, I can't drive. So it's more likely that a blind person is going to be on public transport than is going to be driving a car, obviously. So it's going to disproportionately affect people with disabilities because it's their only option, unless they want to pay for a taxi, but that has its own problems and we can maybe talk about that in another episode. And these are just some of the physical barriers, not even the technological ones. So this is kind of what this episode is about, because although there are a lot of problems with public transport right now in Dublin, actually Irish Rail have announced a new initiative and have been doing a lot of work to actually make this better. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. How physical accessibility and digital accessibility can be used to kind of work together in order to make a better experience for everybody. So if you aren't familiar with Irish Rail, they are the primary rail operator here in Ireland. And I mean, they're essentially responsible for connecting all of Ireland together, whether it be with the Dart service, which is mainly meant for commuter trains here in Dublin, or more so long distance trains from different counties, or even to the United Kingdom, to places like Belfast. So I mentioned this is going to be kind of focusing on the efforts to improve accessibility, particularly in light of the rapidly approaching European Accessibility Act deadline, which is coming up soon. Obviously, this new act being brought in by the European Union is a legal obligation, and the deadline is June 2025. So if Irish Rail don't actually comply by then they could be facing pretty serious fines from the EU. So it's not actually just a nice to have, it's a obligation. Public transport is actually a right. Accessible transport is not just a convenience, but a fundamental right, enabling participation in society and even in things like work, education, healthcare, and social life, which you may not think of when you think of, public transport. When you think of getting on a bus or getting on the DART, you may not really consider how much of an impact that could have to somebody else. There are actually a few pieces of legislation here. So there is the UN Convention of Rights for Persons with Disabilities, which Ireland had ratified. There's the Irish Disability Act of 2005, which did focus on public services, but it does have some limitations compared to this new regulation. I mean, clearly, because that was 20 years ago, and it's only now that Irish Rail is being forced to make some of these changes. The European Accessibility Act, however, which is the more so newer legislation here, is going to have some much more significant impacts on transportation. So, for example, for Irish Rail, for example, they're going to have an accessible website, which they don't. I've tried to use their website before. It's not very accessible. It doesn't work very well as a screen reader, which is kind of ironic because that's where you have to go to book accessible tickets, which is a little bit silly that, you know, you can't use it very well. You're also going to have real-time booking information delays. Real-time information on delays. Accessible station infrastructure like lifts and ramps as well. So I was actually doing this the other day while we were waiting on a train, and I was trying to look at the departure times on the Irish Rail, one of Irish Rail's websites, and it is really difficult to use. And honestly, it's also not very helpful. A lot of the information that's on there, it doesn't tell you the platform or anything that you're supposed to be at either. So even if you can manage to figure out what time the train is at, it doesn't tell you where it's going to be, which, given that all the signage that they currently have is just digital boards, which also display advertisements, by the way, which sometimes take up the whole thing, or at least a good part of it, it can actually sometimes be impossible to know what platform you're supposed to be at until the train gets there, but then obviously you might be too far away. So as I mentioned earlier, the deadline for this is June 2025, so it's really, you know, not too far away at this point. It's 3 months. Yeah, 3 months at this point, which is not very much more time for Irish Rail to kind of figure a lot of these things out. And as I mentioned, there are really significant penalties for Irish Rail here if they don't comply, because there could be even potential legal action, I said fines, etc., which is obviously going to put a lot of pressure on Irish Rail, which will hopefully mean that they will actually get a lot of these things in place. Just to cover a little bit on their commitment and collaboration so far here. So they actually have the Disability Users Group. This is sort of a formal channel for feedback from disability representatives and users themselves. There's an independent chair, Tony Ward, which, you know, is obviously great, and there is a big collaborative approach going on here, thankfully, which is great, and they're really emphasizing the importance of user feedback in meeting the upcoming legal obligations effectively, which is really good. And obviously they are really trying to prioritize getting things like lifts in every station, which is really good, because honestly, you know, I do think it is a bit silly that even now, if you're a wheelchair user, you actually can't use some of the train stations here in Ireland, which obviously means that you can't get anywhere. A good example of this is actually Athy Station. They actually have a lot of improvements going on there specifically, which is obviously really, really great. So, for example, they have a new footbridge with lifts. They have an accessible parking redesign, upgraded lighting, accessible tactile signage, including a map. They have help points, induction loops, which, if you don't know what those are actually specifically for people who use hearing aids, to kind of help them have access to announcements and things like that as well, which is really great. They have ticket desk modifications, accessible toilet upgrades, etc. So they definitely are doing a lot of work here, which is really, really fantastic, at least in terms of more so the physical accessibility of the stations. And I mean, honestly, a lot of this stuff's just good for most people. Having access to a lift is great for just about anybody. Having access to, you know, better parking, etc., 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 is just good for everybody. You know, that's what I kind of tell people all the time, is accessibility is great, but generally it's not just for people with disabilities. It can benefit just about everybody. This is obviously a great example of the work they're doing to meet the requirements. There's a lot of similar upgrades happening at Maynooth Station, and which is in Kildare, if you're not aware. And there's a lot of other stations around the country where this is kind of happening. So it's kind of part of a broader effort, obviously, to comply with the legislation that's going to be coming in soon. So they also have a lot of other programs. One of them is called the Big Lift Program, which I like the name of. And this is kind of a nationwide initiative to kind of renew and upgrade existing lifts and escalators, because a lot of them are quite old, and a lot of them don't work. I don't know, if you live in Dublin, you've been to Connolly Station, they have some escalators right outside, and they usually don't work, actually. So you actually end up having to walk up them, which is more difficult than walking up regular steps or anything like that. So little bit silly in my opinion. And it is really important to have reliable lifts in order to actually meet these new standards for station accessibility. So it is really important. So there's actually a number of stations involved. So currently there's 52 between 2020 and 2024, 19 in 2024 as well there. So really fantastic. And I highly doubt that they're going to get all these stations done in order to meet this deadline, to be honest. But I mean, hey, at least they're actually making progress and doing work on these stations. No matter what, clearly this legislation is good because it is making them make a change. Will they make it on time? Probably not, but they will obviously finish the project even if it is late. They're also actually making some changes to their trains. For example, they have the new Dart Plus fleet, which is going to have a retractable step, so it's going to minimize the gap between the train and platform, which is great. To be quite honest with you, I despise getting on and off the Dart, and it's not because I can't take a big step or anything like that, but sometimes it is actually quite a big distance between the platform and the train, and the like there is a huge drop down onto the tracks, obviously, so it's honestly just not particularly safe for anybody. So honestly, I think this will just be good. Obviously it's good for people with disabilities as well, even more so. Obviously this is also another really significant factor in meeting the kind of new regulations that are coming in place under like the kind of vehicle accessibility guidelines there as well. They have more interior design improvements as well, with yellow handrails, improved facilities, customer information systems, as I mentioned, the inductive hearing loops as well, which is great for people with hearing difficulties who use hearing aids, as I mentioned earlier. So again, all really fantastic stuff. They also have the passenger assistance app, which will hopefully, I'm not sure of the exact release date for that, I think it's maybe later this year, but this kind of serves the purpose of streamlining requests and booking assistive travel, which I said is really great because the current system for doing that is not very user-friendly and not very accessible. Obviously, this will also help them meet the requirements, but also it will do things like reduce anxiety and will improve communication. I know myself, honestly, sometimes I've booked through the Irish Rail website and I've been worried that the request didn't go through properly, or, you know, it didn't work properly just because it doesn't work fully with my screen reader and it's quite hard to use. So being able to know that I'm going to be able to use an app from now on that will definitely work and will be accessible, honestly, is a pretty big relief. And obviously this is kind of more so where we talk about the technology side of things, and software side of things, which is really important, because as I've kind of mentioned before, when you know you come across a website like Irish Royals, which isn't actually accessible, generally what that means is the developers who made it didn't build it correctly, and generally it's that simple. It can be a little bit more nuanced, but generally speaking, if you come across something and it's not accessible, they just didn't put enough effort into actually making it to make it properly in the first place. They were probably taking shortcuts, maybe not using things they should have been using, or it's just incredibly old, which is also possible. Well, at least sometimes that's a, you know, kind of the reason behind certain things not being accessible anyway. Just to kind of run through a few more things, they're going to actually have wider barriers, like automated barriers for tickets and stuff like that. They are going to have tactile signage, sensory packs, quieter carriage, accessible ticket purchases, etc., which all those things are absolutely fantastic. I know personally, a lot of these improvements will make it a lot easier for me, but even if you have autism, you know, maybe the sensory packs would be good, or the quieter carriage, or obviously if you're in a wheelchair, the wider barriers would be great, having access to lifts, etc. If you're deaf, the induction audio loops would be absolutely fantastic. So literally every single one of these improvements is going to benefit somebody. And as I said, 22% of the population here in Ireland have a disability, which I said, I feel like it's probably more likely that if you have a disability, you're using public transport. So if anything, it's probably going to affect more than 22% of people. So, I mean, it just means that public transport's going to get better for all of those people, and it will also probably just get better for everybody. I mean, everybody wants a nicer public transport system, which, you know, you try to use a lift and it works better. You don't have to take a giant leap onto the train over the gap between the train and the platform. All these things, you know, kind of just benefit everybody, and they're probably going to benefit somebody you know one way or another. There's a lot of other great examples around the world of accessible public transport. For example, in some countries, they actually have video screens where they will actually have announcements, but they'll also have them in sign language and things like that as well, which is really, really good. They'll have better audio announcements. They'll have AI assistance. For example, in the London Underground, I believe they have a lot of good accessibility features as well. I believe they have some kind of beacon wayfinding system to help people find their way around, things like that. So a lot of things that honestly Irish Rail can take inspiration from. It's not as if they're doing anything that hasn't been done before. So honestly, it's more so just about getting the job done for them anyway. Obviously, this is affecting Irish Rail and will affect a lot of other companies, organizations, and governments, etc. But this is kind of just a more so wider push towards accessibility. So if you yourself, you know, work at a company and, you know, you don't know anything about accessibility, you should probably start, because odds are that in the next couple months or years, you're going to have to, whether it's because your company wants to or because they're being legally required to. It's really important to kind of consider that if these everyday services are starting to be impacted, you know, sooner or later, you will be too. Whether it's your website, the documents you make, or whatever it is, it could even be the services that you provide will have to be accessible if they're not already. And if they aren't already, I mean, why not? Honestly, with most things, it's not that hard to make them accessible. With some things it is, you know, but in reality, things like websites, documents, honestly aren't that hard. You know, if we can make the train system across the whole country accessible, I'm certain that, you know, somebody could take a couple minutes to make sure that they're using headings in a document, you know, etc. So yeah, I mean, it's all kind of part of a bigger message and a bigger push from the EU, which is absolutely fantastic. And really great to see that they've kind of involved a lot of technological aspects here to make sure that not only are there, you know, things like ramps and stuff in train stations, but there's actually a lot more sort of a technological approach by having things like accessible websites, accessible apps, which is just really, really good to see. Hopefully in this episode, you've learned a little bit about accessibility, or even just about the new guidelines that are kind of coming in here across the EU. And also, you have probably learned a bit about Irish Rail and what they're kind of doing to meet accessibility guidelines, or even the challenges that you might face as somebody who is disabled. So hopefully you've enjoyed the episode. And as always, this has been the Envision Tech Podcast. I've been your host, Paul Gagan, and I will see you all next week.